back to Goblins and Dudes Weekly Summit. Let's see. You're on as well now. So this is WFO Medford, streaming live on the airwaves. That was More Base of Tobacco with Orinoco. One of my favorite songs of this past week, and I found it because Orinoco Flow is like a staple in my household, and we listen to it and dance and always choreograph different numbers, me and the rest of the cherubs that I live with. And that came in like automatically afterwards, and I was like, wow, this is really good, but it just shares a title. It's very different from the Enya classic, but I'm a big fan. Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm. Speaking of rivers such as the Orinoco, it is Pisces season.
It certainly is.
My favorite water season of all, because it is my birthday time. Mm-hmm. And speaking of birthdays, what is a birthday experience from your lifetime that just really strikes out, whether it's bizarre or beautiful? We have a special guest today, by the way.
I think the first birthday I remember, I was 4 years old. I remember coming down the stairs and my mother being like, "It's your birthday, you're 4 years old." And I went, "I am?" Because I was four and I didn't know what my birthday was. Yeah, we had a combined birthday with my dad because it was his 40th a couple days later. So we had a 4 and 40.
Wait, yeah. That's fascinating, yeah. Because my half birthday is right after my dad's birthday. So mm-hmm. It's sort of like, interesting. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is your dad a Libra or a Virgo?
He's a Libra.
Nice. My mom's a Libra. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Star-crossed. Yes.
My mother is a Gemini. Two air signs.
Ooh, air signs. What's it like to be raised by two air signs?
Very scatterbrained. But they got a water sign and an earth sign out of it, so.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's all you're missing is fire. Mm-hmm. Are either of your cats a fire sign?
Not that I'm aware of, but they're rescues, so we don't really know when they're born.
Mm-hmm. I can see, just from the name, I can see Sweet Pea being an Aries.
Yeah, she seems it. She's very, she knows her own way.
For my dog, for Penny, local icon, from the time we got her October 10th, so technically her like adoption date is being a Libra, which I really like. But then I once added, or maybe my dad, I forget who did it, like, added all of our birthdays like in our immediate family and like found the average of it, and like the average of our birthdays, I don't know the algorithm to do it, is in June during Gemini season. So like she's either, you know, she's definitely an air sign. We don't know her like actual birthday because she's also a rescue dog, but yeah, I like that vibe of like we don't really know, but what we try to discover is like air sign. Mm-hmm. It feels right.
Yeah,
it feels correct. Mm-hmm. But speaking of utter box, like the phone cases. This is an ad of utter bops. There is a special place that seems to only exist when you go to it, and they play some absolute jams. So this goes out to a special place that I will not share with you because it's my special place, our special place, and you're not allowed.
Nah, baby, nah, baby, nah, baby. No. Your problems, baby, and I've got mine. Let's just spend it all by putting it in
That good old Italo. Big fan, big fan. Well, that was the Glenn Astro edit of Pino D'Angio, okay, okay, which... Hey, I'm not Italian. I don't know how to do it correctly. but one of my favorite songs of all time, I think it's a tie between when I walk into the room, I want people to imagine okay, okay, but also L'amour, L'amour, L'amour. Like, okay, L'amour. Like, in their heads. If I could control the, like, soundtrack of my presence, that is what I would, that's what I would design for the, like, sensory experience of that, the sonic experience. What about you?
What about me?
If you could, like, choose what people heard when they walked into the room and you, when you walked into the room.
A chorus of angels. Of course. I'm not here to know music.
Wipe that, like, dopey smile off of your face. That face on your face. Yeah, well, as I was just talking to our special guest, I was super into just, like, remixes and, you know, remix culture throughout my youth. The Vanilla Still Love You, that's another favorite track of mine from my phenomenological experience of life. Because my older brother, who I always looked up to for music, because it felt like back when, like, people actually used iTunes, I remember asking him, like, how many songs he had in his library, and he was like, I don't know, maybe like 1,000, and I just was blown away that someone could know that much music. And I bet that he only listened to, like, a little bit of it, because he shares the same characteristic of mine of, like, you have a favorite song and you just listen to it on repeat, and rather than, like, because I once was talking to someone and he was like, yeah, like, when I listen to a song, I can only listen to it once, and then I can't listen to it for, like, at least, like, 2 weeks. And I'm like, what?
Whoa.
I have the inverse problem where I have to listen to 2 weeks, and then I can never listen to it again until enough times goes by and I can reappreciate it. But I really like to, like, wear a song down. And he had this CD, and it was all of Vanilla's Soft Focus album, and I wore that the frick out in our car, like, driving around when I was, like, I don't know, 17, 18. I love that. It was so good. Like, that's definitely... I definitely have this romanticization of, like, going on, like, night cruises, so I would call them, with my older brother, and we'd, like, listen to music, and it's, like, a vibe that I'm always trying to, like, recapture in whatever soundscape I'm trying to design with, like, a playlist or, like, something like that. Because there's just something, it's like thrill seeking, but also you don't know what thrill, it's so anticipatory and, like, staring onto this, like, precipice of what's to come, and, like, also just, like, the vigor, like, the humid vigor of, like, a summer at 17, you know, where you can't really do anything, but you can imagine you can drive. Yeah.
And then how wonderful it is that you know exactly what song's going to play next.
Yeah.
Once you know a CD well enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Are there any songs that you associate with driving, or any, like, moods or concepts that you associate with that, like, great adventure?
Yes. Yes. My sister and I would drive to school every morning. I'd be driving half awake, half asleep. She'd sometimes freak out at me because she was sure that I was asleep at the wheel. And we had a playlist that we'd play. And so every morning we would listen to Mariah Carey's Touch My Body.
Wow.
We had a dance to it.
Wow.
Did some unsafe driving.
Mm-hmm.
Once I drove into a ditch, it's fine.
No.
It is.
No, it's not.
I'm here.
I'm here. You're here. I see you. A great quote from... you know, I guess you could call them a fan of females, aka male patron of a Boston bar. You know, once you just distill their sleaziness, it's inspiring. Because it really needs to be a la Deleuze and Guattari, A Thousand Plateaus, as I'm ought to do so. You really have to re-territorialize their sleaziness. And, you know, becoming Wasp, becoming Orchid, becoming sleazy. That's really what it is. Reorganizing the assemblages. It's rhizomatic.
Their grease becomes your grease.
Their grease, yeah. And it, like, imprints within. And it becomes a new thing. But speaking of that sleaziness, the lyrics to... How do you pronounce his name?
Pino D'Angio? I don't know.
I like it. I'll take it. For okay, the English translation. And you know, I'm sure it's even more suave and slick and greasy in Italian. With the English translation, I'm actually going to pull it up because I am so just enamored of them. Because we have actually been in how would you say? Would you say that was my dance or our dance?
Your dance. Our world.
No, I feel like my world, our dance.
Perhaps.
Or do you think it the other way? My dance, our world?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think we could have created the world without you.
Yeah. So I'm God, is what you mean to say.
Not
yes,
exactly
you did. Yes, you are confirming my God complex.
Oh, goodness.
Thank
goodness
you.
Gracious.
Thank you. The lyrics. Oh, gosh. Amazing. So, Pino D'Angio says, "Wow, what a woman. I don't trust women. Wooing is a ritual. Too often all ends up with a woman betraying you. And I don't care whether they're blonde or brunette. I just need them to be curving, willing to make love." And then the chorus. He's like, "So baby, 'tis a mercy that I'm here for you tonight. Okay, if you don't want to, I'm here and you dance over there. Okay, if you don't want to, I stay here, you stay there." Oh my gosh. "Think carefully about what you're going to do. I have a hunch that there's no love in your bed. I propose you a game. It won't last long if you'll want. I call it love. You call it love."
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
That's the only love poem I will ever accept.
Yeah, it's I love that. That is what is like my driving desire in art and everything in life. What is life if not one great grand old sleazy performance art piece? I love the concept of games, like be it game theory, be it the game of life, like literally the game of life, like the, what is that, like Hasbro or whatever brand, or like, I don't know. I liked that because it had pretty pictures. It felt like a game of imagination, like really a game of play on a board game.
Yes. I like the little tiny figures.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of board games, I feel like you're aficionado of them.
I am. I created my own board game with my best friend, Mel.
Mm-hmm.
It came to me in a dream.
Wow, the true modern day Milton.
Yeah, that's me.
The Paradise Lost of board games.
It's called Fraternizing with Frat Bros. Please don't steal the idea. We do not have it trademarked. In fact, we made the board game off of a 99-cent sorry board we got from the Goodwill. You can kind of still see the original game through the paint. Yeah, it's kind of a cross between, like, the game of life, Monopoly, those 90s dating sim board games, you know, like you go to the mall and try to get a boyfriend.
I played a game like that. It was called The Hookup, and if you cannot guess from the title, it was literally a game about like arranging a hookup with someone. But yeah. I played it when I was like 10, so I was like, oh, like making friends. And my brother once, like, our family computer growing up is in like a just like a public room, like it's in the kitchen basically. So my brother would see me playing it and he's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I don't know." Like making friends. really did not understand any of the context.
You get into some weird game spirals when you're younger.
Yeah, so on the internet, there's like, there's, it really feels like there's no rules on it. I feel like now with like apps, like you can parent lock and like the, you know, it suggests things. But if you're on like, what was it, like Black Sheep Games or something, which is already kind of like a dark net feel to it.
It starts all sweet and innocent with like Star Doll, and then suddenly you're like, where am I?
Yeah, there was a game that I once played that it was like, you're a student in class and you're like trying to get things onto like the teacher's butt. That was another game that I was like, oh, like stimulation, like there's an objective to this game. And brother would be like, what? What is that? Like, and would call my mom over. My mom was like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know. It's like playing a game, I guess. Yeah, provides a lot of context, I think, for who I then became.
Perhaps this is true.
Perhaps indeed. So back to Italo, which is my favorite thing. This is more recent fave, so let's get into the party life.
Con lo sguardo da serpente io mi sono avvicinato, lei già non capiva niente. L'ho guardata, m'ha guardato e mi sono scatenato. Fred Astaire al mio confronto era statico e imbranato. Le ho sparato un bacio in bocca, uno di quelli che schiocca. Sulla pista diavolata, lì per lì l'ho strapazzata, l'ho lanciata, l'ho afferrata, senza fiato l'ho lasciata. Tra le braccia mi è cascata, era cotta innamorata, per i fianchi l'ho bloccata e ne ha fatto marmellata. Oh yeah, si dice così, no? E poi, che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? È maliziosa ma saprà tenere a bada un super bullo buffo come te. E poi che avresti di speciale che in un altro no non c'è?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Attento lei, lunga la sal, lei ti farà girare in tondo senza avere mai le cose che pretendi. E scusa, in fondo scusa, tu che dai?
M'è venuta una pensata, nella tana l'ho portata, le ho versato un'aranciata, lei si è fatta una risata. Al mio whisky si è aggrappata, i 5 litri si è scolata. Mi sembrava pelle andata, m'ha baciato, l'ho baciata. A un tratto l'ho agganciata, dalle braccia m'è sgusciata. M'ha guardato, l'ho guardata, l'ho bloccata, carezzata, sul visino su di fatta. Ma sembrava una patata, l'ho acchiappata, l'ho frullata e ne ho fatto una frittata. Oh yeah, si dice così, no? E poi, che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? È maliziosa ma saprà tenere a bada un super bullo buffo come te. E poi che avresti di speciale che in un altro no non c'è?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Non vedi che lei non ci sta?
Che idea?
Quale idea? Attento lei, lunga la sal, lei ti farà girare in tondo senza avere mai le cose che pretendi. In fondo scusa, in cambio tu che dai?
Balla. spalla. Palla.
Se acaba el mundo, todo el tiempo he de aprovechar. Corazón de vagabundo, voy buscando mi libertad. He viajado por la tierra y me he dado cuenta de que donde no hay odio ni guerra, el amor se convierte en rey. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para hacer bien el amor hay que venir al sur. Para hacer bien el amor iré. Búscate otro más bueno, vuélvete a enamorar. Dicen que el amor es amigo de la locura, pero a mí que ya estoy loca es lo único que me cura. ¿Cuántas veces la inconsciencia rompe con la vulgaridad? Venceremos resistencias para amarnos cada vez más. Tuve muchas experiencias y he llegado a la conclusión que perdida la inocencia, en el sur se pasa mejor. Para ser bien el amor hay que venir. Que otro más bueno.
Welcome again. we have some news for you, some announcements. Yes, indeed we do. And what we want you to know is that your eyes are the windows to your health. Between your job, your family, and other demands on your time, life can get pretty busy. Take time for yourself and schedule an eye exam today. You may be surprised to see what you've been missing. For more information, visit www.nei.nih.gov/healthy eyes. Excellent. I hope you do that. So that was some more Pino Giangio for you, and then Raffaella Cara, and then Jeanette with El Muchacho de los Ojos Tristes. A classic. Bops on bops. And speaking of bops, how can you ever forget one of the most incredible, as of late, in my opinion, with some of the most incredible choreography, and it just, my life is in dedication of the song sometimes. So here we go.
quieres venir, también le pondré una puerta. Y por si quiero morir, una ventanita abierta. Porque me muero contigo, me muero sin ti, me muero si te vas y si te veo venir. Me muero cuando estás y si no estás a mi lado. Siento que me estoy muriendo y no me quiero morir. Me muero contigo, me muero sin ti, me muero si te vas y si te veo venir. Porque me muero cuando estás y si no estás a mi lado. Siento que me estoy muriendo y no me quiero morir.
Si te vas,
ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirent. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirent. Ce que tu touches, tu le détruis. Mon corps se couche sur ton ennui. J'ai fait l'impasse sur les mots doux. passe en plein mois d'août. Fais pas semblant car je le sais. Tu ne m'aimes que parce que je te hais. Mais c'est pas grave, tant pis. Je prendrai un taxi. Comme gravir une montagne, je l'ai déjà envisagé. Tu peux sortir le champagne. Je veux commencer quelque chose de nouveau. Laisse-moi espérer un avenir plus beau. J'ai loué une voiture, je suis partie à la mer. Toute seule, je te jure, voyage en solitaire. J'écris des chansons, je ne les chante pas. Et ton nom, je ne le dis pas. C'est des histoires que tu t'inventes. Commence d'un soir si ça t'enchante. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court, faut pas l'écrire. Ça pue l'amour, ça sert à rien, pourquoi courir? Il y en a plein des filles désirent. Faut pas le dire, mais c'était court. Faut pas l'écrire, ça pue l'amour.
This has been WFO Medford, Gobbins and Newman's Weekly Summit. Thank you for a wonderful time. And this song includes my favorite breaking of the fourth wall. Truly exquisite. Shout out, Bacara. Enjoy.
Your eyes.